Sanctuary City, NYC, migrant arrested 6 times for violent crimes in 2 months. By John Binder on September 3, 2023. A Venezuelan national, who arrived in the sanctuary city of New York City just 2 months prior, has since been arrested 6 times for 14 different crimes, nearly all of which were violent. According to a report from the New York Post, 29-year-old Daniel Hernandez Martinez of Venezuela first arrived in New York City on June 27 from the United States-Mexico border. The very next day, he allegedly robbed a Costco in Sunset Park, Brooklyn. Martinez was subsequently charged with petty larceny and, thanks to New York's bail reform law, was released from police custody without having to pay bail. The following week, Martinez allegedly robbed a Duane Reade in Columbus Circle in Manhattan and also allegedly sought to stab a security guard with a large knife while attempting to shoplift at a different Duane Reade location. Martinez was charged with menacing and released again without bail. On July 31, Martinez allegedly attacked independent journalist Jeffrey Braddock, 52 years old, who had just wrapped up interviewing him for his social media accounts. Braddock has been covering illegal immigration in the city and said Martinez assaulted him with a bike tire. While Martinez initially got away before police officers could arrest him, Braddock saw him outside of the Row Hotel, where Mayor Eric Adams, D., has put thousands of migrants, and subsequently called the police who quickly arrested him. Less than a month later, Martinez was arrested after allegedly violently attacking a woman whom he did not know, grabbing her by the hair, dragging her across the ground, kicking her, and smashing her cell phone in Midtown West in Manhattan. Martinez was charged with assault, criminal mischief, possession of a weapon, and menacing. He was subsequently given supervised release from jail. Just 3 days after the violent attack, Martinez was arrested after allegedly threatening a stranger with a chain. And 4 days after that, he was arrested for allegedly stealing bikes in Times Square. For the last arrest, Martinez asked police officers for medical services and was taken to a nearby hospital. While there, Martinez allegedly attacked a police officer who was trying to change his handcuffs, kicking him and stomping on his feet. Martinez was charged with assaulting a police officer. Though prosecutors asked for a higher bail, a judge gave Martinez a $5,000 bail. He has since been sent to Rikers Island. The case is only the latest out of New York City since the arrival of more than 100,000 border crossers and illegal aliens since the spring of last year. In January, 4 migrant men were charged with stealing thousands in merchandise from a Macy's department store in Long Island, New York. All had recently arrived in the state and some had been living for free in migrant hotels. Likewise, in May, a migrant woman was charged after allegedly throwing her newborn baby in a trash can at a Staten Island hospital. The woman had arrived in New York City just 10 months prior after crossing the border from Mexico. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.